That was me sleeping, confidants. Did you know that we spend nearly a third of our lives in bed? That's a lot of time. So why not make every night's sleep the best it can be with Avocado's Green Mattress? All Avocado mattresses are crafted with certified organic latex, wool, and cotton, ensuring a safe, healthy sleep environment free from harmful chemicals and toxins. Like, duh, when you're sleeping, why wouldn't you want that? Okay, it is designed to provide exceptional support and comfort with options ranging from gentle, firm to plush, meaning diverse sleep needs and preferences are all taken care of. Okay, baby, you can even take a mattress quiz to see which mattress and comfort option is right for you. And Avocado is committed to sustainability. Their mattresses are made from organic, eco-friendly materials that are both good for you and the planet. So head to avocadomattress.com today and save up to 10% on certified organic mattresses. Dream of better.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, welcome to Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. I am your host, Kelsey goddamn Dara. And I'm here with my friend, Kevin Sullivan. You know Kevin from, everywhere, comedy, TikTok, astrology. What don't you do? Pilates? Do you like Pilates?
Women.
Fair enough. Welcome to the pod. Thanks for doing this.
Oh my God, thanks for having me.
Okay, so we just went out to coffee and I feel like I learned so much about you that I didn't know, which is weird. We are new adult friends.
Yeah.
Which is weird because I don't like people.
We met, we were at a house party where you were actually not talking to anyone. And you were just doing a puzzle in the middle of the party, mind you.
Like with a light beaming down?
Yeah, pretty much. And you were just like, don't, I have a system.
Yeah. And you were like that girl.
Yeah.
I want to be friends with her.
Leah.
Yeah. What are you again?
Aquarius.
That's why I like you.
Our sister signs.
You also have a podcast.
I do.
Tell us about it.
It's called Two Broke Gays.
Are you actually both gays?
I am full gay, and Jenna Cordes, my co-host, we just talked about how she identifies. It's pretty much like whatever she wants.
Oh, fluid.
Yeah.
Whatever day it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the same way.
Yes, she will date anyone.
Well, as long as I have a pulse. And even then, I'm like, maybe. Depends what kind of ghost you are.
I would, at this point, I only date ghosts.
Listen, they show up when you need them. They don't leave the house.
Yeah.
Very witchy.
100%.
So most people probably have seen your astrology TikToks.
Me? I don't know if most people. I think a few people.
You make views, honey.
I make some views.
Tell me how, A, did you get into astrology, and B, find a way to do it in a niche where there's a bagillion people doing astrology content, and yours is obviously a clear standout above the rest?
Great question.
Is it? I feel like that was a pretty basic one.
It was the standout, the button to that. That's from a content creator, like a content creator asked that, like, you know?
You know me.
Because most people are like, how did you get into astrology? But you're like, and how did you get it to be better?
And what's your hook?
What's that 2-second grab? I've always been into astrology. Like you look into my content, even in the beginning, I would like mention it or.
Yeah.
My older sister, Cancer, hairstylist.
Ooh, oh my God, so a therapist.
Yeah, she has always been really into astrology too, and she has astrology books, and I would like read her books, and then I got my own astrology books, and I've just always been fascinated by it. I'm still not like, I would never call myself an astrologer. I'm not reading anyone's birth charts. I know more than the average person.
You can read one though, because they fucking confuse the hell out of me.
They're confusing. But
why are there so many lines?
Have you ever done like a lifeline like reading?
What is that?
They can chart your lifelines, like your past life, your north node, like all of that.
Okay, I've done like many readings. I have my birth chart tattooed on me.
Okay, slide.
And I even have a book that the woman like printed out for me.
Getting, I think we should all have to get our birth chart tattooed.
Oh my God, I think that would be such a good thing to put in
when you're born.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
Baby, listen up. You're going to be a fucking fuck boy.
Well, that's because also a lot of people can't get their birth charts because they don't know when they were born. Like people that were adopted or don't have birth certificates that have their time on it. We just found my mom's birth chart. Anyway, to answer your question, this is going to be
ADHD. Yeah, on high. Sorry, we're friends though.
I do stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Also. So when I started doing astrology, I would do little comedian hooks, or I would stitch a video and talk about astrology. And then I started niching. I was like, okay, I don't want to do just whatever content anymore. I want to just find one thing and stick to it so I can just clock in, clock out like a job.
Yeah.
And so I started applying astrology to trends.
Mm-hmm.
And then the of course trend started, like,
I'm a woman, of course.
And I was like, you know what? What if I do that for astrology?
And
since a bunch of people tried to do it after me, and it drove me crazy because I was like, but I'm a comedic writer, so it's people love also knowing about their own astrology, so it pushes it into the algorithm. People are gonna comment.
That's so me,
Sagittarius. So me, Leo's never comment.
That's because we take the information we need and we move on.
They're like, they're still talking about us next.
Yeah, I'm literally like, when it get to Leo, because I love your videos, and I'm always like, what's he going to say about me?
Leo's actually, I will tell you, the hardest one for me to do.
Why?
Because Leos are not what everyone thinks they are. Like,
go on. Stop, tell
me. Okay, well, they do love to be told about themselves.
Yes.
But not in the way of Sagittarius. Like, I think a lot of people confuse that Sag, like fire signs, with Leo.
Because we're both.
They love attention more than a Leo.
Damn.
You like attention when it's like a lion.
Uh-huh.
Like, you can think about the things that represent these things too. Like a lion hunting its prey.
Yeah.
Like, you love that little chase. You like the right amount of attention.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're very specific about when, where, and how you want the attention.
Yes.
And you don't want anything other than that.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And Sagittarius, question mark? What's their, like...
They want all of it.
Are they like, what are they? Sag?
Yeah, it's like...
The archer man?
Yeah.
So they're like a hunter, but they're a human.
They're...
Half human?
They're like a ADHD attention seeker. They love attention just in general. I'm a Sag rising, which is like, it's a perform replacement. Like people that like just attention from the masses.
And so we actually, you so graciously let me be in the... Of course, I'm a Leo video.
I was hunting for Leos.
I was so happy to oblige.
And Zach was like, I have the perfect person. Kelsey. And I looked at your page and I said,
say less, bitch.
I don't want to see anymore.
Have I lived up to your expectation of a Leo?
Yeah. And it's funny because we're just watching Love is Blind and there's a character on there. And I do say character.
Oh, God.
Blonde. And I was trying to guess. My friends were like, guess all the signs. Like,
oh, so funny.
I was like guessing them. And this one was, she's bisexual. And I was like, well, Leo.
I think all Leos are bisexual because they like attention. And yes, that is a stereotype that I'm 100% leaning into.
Yeah, I remember that.
My
boob.
Oh, no, my boob is out.
That Leo video was like everything.
And that was also my first impression of you, because I had obviously seen your videos, but then like
and
hanging out
like
with you. No, you're very you're very funny and like good at your job. And we have a lot of crossovers, I think, of like, we're hardworking. We love what we do. We're artists, but we also are like anxious messes.
We were like in and out. I was like, okay, I'm very good at directing content.
Yeah.
Like I know exactly what I want.
100
And you were very,
down.
Yeah.
I get it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like,
this jacket. Okay. How do you
want
it?
The thing that drives me crazy is people that are content creators that don't know how to kill their babies. And that's not an abortion joke.
but like that don't know how to just make the thing. And like, it doesn't need to be perfect. And the times that they'll like retake things and I'm like, bro, it's a TikTok. Like, you just got to do it and put it out there. Yeah,
for sure.
So you've also entered a cool phase of your life. I guess this would fall under housekeeping, that you're into full-time content. You went from like being a 9-to-5 boy, mm-hmm. and now you're full-time artiste. How has that been?
Everybody go listen to Two Broke Gays. be Kevin Sullivan.
Go see where Kevin Sullivan's going to a city near you soon.
I'm nervous.
Why?
I like having...
the salary. And health insurance.
And my deductible was $300 a year. Like, I had really good health insurance. Because it was like a, you know, like... ad world too, the agencies are like bougie and they're like gonna get the best of the best for the people. Mm-hmm. It also, ad world is so stressful, you need to have good health insurance.
So
I'm just nervous because I'm used to having a consistent paycheck. So
the life of an artiste, you're so quiet. I'm like a Leo, I'm like sucking the dick in this microphone and you're like, stop, I'm shy.
I'm like
the cat hair on this, it's, you have Zachary to thank for.
It's a cat.
Yeah. Do you like cats?
I don't mind the cat.
Okay.
I haven't thought about getting one.
I feel like they're very spiritual, witchy.
They are.
Yeah. You have a cute little dog named Frankie.
I do.
Yeah.
That I share with my ex.
Who we talked about in my life.
We did. Yeah. So great.
Okay. So you're nervous about full-time content creating, and yet here we are. You're doing it.
I know. On a weekday, it has been nice to have, like, I've been so busy this week. Yeah. I've made $0.
Oh, I'm same. Like,
where's my camera? I've made no money, but.
So, but booked.
Built for the camp. Not even booked, like hanging out, like.
Collabing.
There is like a real big component of networking.
Yeah.
But also when you're drunk, networking is not, you know, we're just going. Get fucked up in that networking event. But building like actual meaningful relationships with other artists and being motivated and showing up and hanging out, helping.
Yeah.
Like, we knew help a friend make an ad after this.
Yeah.
Just it all, you know.
It's nice to be surrounded by art all the time, is how I feel.
Yeah.
And the kind of housekeeping, this is kind of exciting. I feel like the confidants, that's the name of our listeners, confidants, will like this.
We got the brokies at Two Broke Gays.
Stop! The brokies.
I thought my co-host was saying broke gays. Like, tell the broke gays. And I was like, the broke gays.
Oh!
Like, the brokies?
Then
we had to look it up. And it's okay. Mm. We can say brokies.
We're loud.
So we're the brokies.
We're the brokies.
The confidants.
The confidants will like to hear that yesterday I guested on Bob the motherfucking drag queen's Patreon show, which you came to with, and we got to like go look around his cool studio with all of his costumes and wigs, everything. And the episode, we all showed up and we were like, what are we doing, by the way? Like, I don't think any of us checked our email. And the show,
Zach did.
Yeah. Okay. But like the episode was titled, Why Are You a Slut? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh. Perfect. I would have worn something different, but like, no problem.
Well, I want to see your slut outfit. Oh,
brother, it literally is a shirt that says slut across it.
Oh, okay.
Sensitive, loving, unbothered teacher or something. I don't know, but.
You should, when you're on the episode, post the picture.
Yeah, that's good. But it was just, even
still
though.
Still can't get out of strategizing content, listen, even though I'm no longer at an agency.
24/7. Even though it wasn't like, whatever, it felt good to be surrounded by comic friends talking about comedy in a way, performing. And like yesterday, did you just take out your Dior lip balm?
I did, because my lips are
dry.
Yeah, I smiled and I was like,
ow,
crackle.
It looks good on you.
Thank you.
But it was just fun to be in that environment yesterday. And that's a lot of like what LA is going around and just like being there for your friends, showing up, doing things. Like, it doesn't always necessarily need to be like live or paid or whatever, but like just being in that art environment helps me stay grounded.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, we can move on to our little segment. You already pressed the button, but this is a little segment called TikTok Taught Me, where we talk about something we saw or learned from TikTok. And this,
everything. I read an article. Did you? Or
no.
Was it a TikTok?
I watched a TikTok.
I haven't read an article since 2006.
I don't know how to read.
that track. Right. You have so many books over there. You know.
Literally wrote a book.
wrote a book?
Did you not know that?
I haven't read it.
I have a copy for you.
Okay, send it home with me, please.
It's literally up there. That's the book, the yellow cover.
And they're color coordinated.
The yellow one on the table over there is mine. And I'm almost done with my second
one. No, I did know that.
All the post-its behind you?
I knew that. And then you do the retreat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you did.
But I want to read it.
Okay, I'll get it. Actually,
we talked about panic
anxiety,
attacks.
Yeah.
I used to have severe panic disorder.
Oh, my God. Stop. Let's talk about that for a moment.
I stopped, and then I stopped drinking alcohol.
And they went away. Same.
I've only had one, like, pseudo panic attack.
Yeah.
Because you can feel when she's in the room.
Was yours the next day?
Panic has just walked through the door. She's in the building.
Yeah. Mine was always, like, the second day after heavy drinking.
Second day?
Yeah.
People always think, oh, the next day. I'm like, no.
No.
I know the hangover's bad. Shiver me timbers. And then Miss Panic, I feel
the guilt, the shame.
The next day. And then you get nauseous. I ended up in the paramedics at work once because they thought I was having a heart attack. But it was my first major panic attack where I collapsed. I was drenched in sweat.
It's no joke.
And then I had another one when I was in San Francisco. And that's when I stopped drinking.
Literally, that is so common too, where people have ended up in the ER or they feel like they've embarrassed themselves because then they don't want to they don't know how to talk about it because technically nothing was wrong with them when it happened. But it's panic disorder is a very real condition.
Also, something is wrong with you. You have so much alcohol coursing through your system. You could drop dead. You could have a heart attack.
You could withdraw.
You're cortisol, your body is actually in fight or flight mode. I thought I was gonna have to get a paramedic from same friend, and then it was I dealt with that for a couple years. I was in Vegas. I had a heat stroke that turned into a panic attack, so then I was in panic all day. I was sitting in the shower, and we missed this whole concert. My friend's you don't want to go, and I was
I'm shivering in the shower.
I was like, can you just actually hug me?
Can you hold me? And nothing else matters.
Sour candy. I would go jump in the cold pool. I had all the trick, cool. The 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I had it. I had it all down packed. As soon as I knew she was in the building, I would be oh shit.
Yeah.
Prepare. Here she comes.
Honestly, it became a thing that I got mad at. I'd be like, here's this fucking bitch. Let's go. I fucking know you. You know me. Let's fucking go at it. And then I would fight it, which is the worst thing you can do, is try to fight one coming. And as soon as I would just collapse and accept, it was a wave of relief while still being panicking.
Yeah.
I was agoraphobic. I didn't leave my house for 6 months at one point because walking down the street would give me a panic attack. And it felt like I was this outgoing performer. Couldn't believe that this was happening to me. No one would know looking at me. And I genuinely think it all came down to how much I was drinking. And when I eliminated that, it's not it went away fully, but 90% better.
100%.
Oh my God, lucky.
Absolutely. a lot of things that I'm that would have caused me a panic attack.
Crippling.
And now I'm understanding how to deal with it, and all of the things aren't maintenance. I'm improving.
Yes.
It's
you're not just managing anymore. You're actually healing.
Yeah. I wouldn't even take my anxiety meds when you're in a panic because you're this will kill me.
Yeah. And I started to think people were poisoning my food.
Yeah.
I would go watch cooks make my food because I thought they were trying to put mushrooms in my food. I was off the deep end. It was bad. But now I'm fine. I love mushrooms. I eat them all the time. And I can go to a restaurant without following the guy to the back.
I love that.
Yeah. You want to talk about dicks for a second?
Sure.
Okay. So our TikTok this week comes from the HSBC7 series.
I love TikTok.
Which is the Rugby Sevens of Vancouver.
Okay.
So it's a very attractive rugby team. The men on it are doing this trend where the social media manager is I'll give you a piece of candy if you know my name. And I just want to play a couple seconds of this.
What's my name?
Danny.
There you go. What's up? What's my name?
Danny.
Yeah.
Danny.
There you go.
And you?
Manu, what's my name?
Daniela. It's Spanish. Danny.
Okay, so I'm wet and I can't play the rest of it, but every man that walks out of this locker room is like a stunning Spaniard man who like knows this woman's name and like confidently says it. And like the joke of this trend is that they're not supposed to, they don't know their name. But every man here is like, yeah, you're Danny. And I'm like, I die. And so.
Oh, I know what my comment would be on that.
Okay, wait. I want to read to you some of my favorite comments. You ran to the comment section.
I run. I'm a sprinter, baby.
I know. You know this too well.
The top one's the best.
So my favorite comment, I'm going to read to you now. So these hot-ass men. And this is the other thing. Women are feral on the internet.
Yeah.
We have no problem being ridiculous. But God forbid, if a man ever said any of these things to a woman, we would crucify them.
And as that's good.
They should be.
Yeah, because that's how society is. Okay, amen. We could get that. But like, women, do whatever the fuck you want. Especially on the internet.
The top comment, which has 64,000 likes, is raw. I mean, aw.
Raw. I mean,
aw. Aw. Raw. I mean, aw. Next favorite comment is, what's train in Spanish? Because choo-choo. My next favorite comment, I'm married, but it's not that serious.
Yeah.
Someone said, bye, y'all. My train is here. With a train emoji. Next comment, all of them, same time.
That's slut.
Come si dice, my train's here. This is actually my favorite comment, and I've been using this as a mantra just to say daily now, like whenever I like something. Raw, lights on, sober.
Oh, I love that. Okay, can I show you this comment on the video of Carlos Alcaraz? Do you know that is
no.
Tennis player? He's from Spain. Oh, sorry. I just hate my voice.
I can tell.
The top comment.
Every inch, every drop, next question. Oh my God. My other favorite comment, a tear just ran down my leg.
A tear. I love that. I like the comments, ho, is you magic?
Ho, is you magic?
Or like whatever they're doing. Like, ho, is you Hermione? Like,
yes.
I love those.
My next favorite one. Yes, I love the rugby. My favorite sport. I really like it when the ball is hit and my team win. It's the broken English for me. This one would have been me. I have nothing appropriate to say.
What would you comment on that video?
Probably like, ooh. Anybody need a stool to sit on? My face is the stool. Anyone need a face to sit on? I volunteer as tribute.
I love that.
The way I would eat these men, top to bottom. Pits to crease to cracks, undercarriage.
I would probably comment like, I am whatever that rugby ball is. Go for it.
Throw me around like a fucking rugby ball.
I love a rugby.
What is it?
TikTok.
What is it about rugby that is so hot? Is it?
It's very gay. The gays love rugby.
It's the gayest. Have you seen them the way they lift each other up by their buttholes?
Oh, it's the best.
It's like they plug their thumb in their asshole and they're like a lollipop. They just throw them in the air.
I wonder if there's a local rugby team.
There is. Really? They're everywhere.
I'll just go cheerlead.
There's also women rugby teams, which I also find very attractive.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't know what it is. It must be playing into some sort of like primal.
Who's that? Oh, is she a soccer player or rugby player? I don't remember.
I love it when that happens. We don't know. We're covering our bases.
I recognize that voice.
Anyway, when we come back, speaking of getting all hot and bothered and wet and horny, we're going to talk about fantasies this week. BRB. Confidant, have you heard of NAD Plus? If not, stick with me here, okay? Because I've been hearing about this everywhere, and I was like, wait, what even is this? Apparently, it's a powerful peptide found in every cell in your body, right? It fuels energy production, supports cellular repair, and it plays a key role in slowing the aging process. But as we age, NAD Plus levels decline, and it can lead to fatigue and brain fog and sluggish metabolism. So this is where where Athecty comes in, right? Athecty's NAD plus therapy helps restore those levels, giving you a natural energy boost, improve focus, and enhance recovery, all with a simple injectable or a nasal spray for anyone wanting to go needle-free like me. And the best part, truly, confidants, this is why like I wanted to tell you about this. It's 100% online, okay? It's fast shipping. I got mine so quickly. There are no hidden fees and unlimited access to licensed doctors, so you can start feeling the benefits in no time. I have been using the nasal spray. I do it in nostrils 1 to 3 times a day, and I genuinely feel like such a glow and happier peace of mind. I am such a big fan, and I want you to become one too. So are you ready to recharge your body? Right now, my listeners get $50 off NAD plus longevity treatments at Effecty.com with code Kelsey at checkout. That's EFFECTY.com and use code Kelsey for $50 off. No hassle, no membership, no hidden fees, just real results. Get started today. Confidant, do you struggle with like your hormone balance? I know I do. There is so much happening in our environment all the time that is putting me in dysregulation. You know, like stuff in our food, in our skincare, not to mention all the natural chemical changes that are happening in our bodies in general. But now we don't have to suffer through it anymore. Okay. You are not alone. Now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. I am talking about irritability, moodiness, discomfort, uncontrollable cravings, racing thoughts, low moods, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas, no desire to be in bed next to someone if you know what I mean. Yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows, baby. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the show code Kelsey at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use our code Kelsey for 15% off today. Are you ready to optimize your nutrition this year, confidants? Okay, it's still Q1. We still have time. Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can feel right and feel great no matter what life throws at you, okay? Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle like me. I am like too busy thinking about what I need to feed Hippo, let alone have the time to think about what I need to be feeding myself, which is why I love when Factor shows up at my doorstep. With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Okay, you can choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Kevin, you got fantasies?
Like what kind?
The sexual.
Do I have fantasies?
Like what? What does fantasy
I'm like
mean
Lord
to
of
you?
The Rings, House of the Dragon. I love them.
In a sexual way too?
It's so fun. I'm such a nerd.
Are you? Do you have hentai porn nerd tendencies or?
No, I've seen.
Okay.
I've seen like anime porn for sure.
Because we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Like, I think gay men are so much more like sexually free and liberal just by nature because it's like a safe space.
Perverted. They're perverts.
Yeah, which we love here. Yeah. We love. We allow. But like, there's a book that I'm currently reading that kind of like inspired this topic this week. It is called Want. And it is by Julian Anderson, is an actor, a famous actress. She plays the sex therapist on that Netflix series, Sex Education. Mm-hmm. And she is not technically the author. She is the curator of these response essays that people wrote in. So they basically put a call out and were like, women, we want you to write in about fantasies. It's all anonymous. All we need to know is like your age, religion.
People get wild and anonymous. Even when you post like questions on Instagram stories.
People just be saying shit. They don't care a fuck about the cloud or the FBI agents watching. They're like, anonymous, I need to get this out.
Yeah. And it's like, you have an IP. Like, it's not that anonymous.
Yeah.
Someone could find you.
Exactly. And so this book is really meant to like demystify and destigmatize people that have sexual fantasies. And it ranges from everything from like, you know, threesomes, which I think are the most basic, like vanilla, but probably most common fantasy.
Yeah.
To off the charts, like things I'm learning about are like the fantasy of like belly button worship. I'd never heard of that.
Nothing.
Being milked. People want to be milked.
I mean,
in what, like a cow, not in like
I'm like, aren't they just that milking?
But like, I'm learning so much from this book, and something that struck me.
Well, it's sex education.
Yeah, deeply was that someone had written in, like, I'm a very sexually liberal and free woman, and yet I'm still hiding my fantasies from like either my partners or whatever, because I feel like we're all walking around with these secrets. That like
shame.
Everyone has fantasies that they just, no matter how open, no matter how liberal you are, we still hold these things in our head.
Oh yeah, I think I'm like really liberal, blah blah blah. I am talking about other people. You know?
Yeah, fair.
I'm not talking about my, I mean, I,
you don't want your information out there.
Yeah, what's yours?
Okay, first of all, you fucking that's exactly why I'm talking about this. It's like that struck me so deeply because I was like,
I have one.
Tell me.
Shibari.
Oh, yeah. That's rope tie.
Yeah. I would like that.
Falls under the BDSM.
Yeah. There's
umbrella.
A party someone just went to, a friend of mine, and they had like a Shibari person like tying people up there. And I was like,
professionally.
I'm like, what was this name of this party?
Just for a friend.
Yeah. I would go. Like, but in front of a group of people, I'm like, I don't know yet.
Okay.
Like, maybe.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know. It's so, the world of, like, phones.
Yeah. Scares you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's, fantasy specifically, they talk a lot about being, like, a very private thing. Mm-hmm. Like, even if you're, again, like, sexually liberal or in a relationship where you and your partner are open and honest and share everything, that, like, people were writing in even saying that this is something that stays in my head forever. Like, I will never share this fantasy with anyone. And I realize, like, even I have those.
Yeah, you deleting your Reddit search history?
Yesterday. No joke. That was 100% one of my things that I, like, will look up.
You'll have to show me later.
Never. Literally, if anyone ever, I don't know what I would do. And I am the most sexually open person I know next to Zach Noe Towers.
And you would never share that.
No.
Wow. See, that makes me so curious.
But like, okay, so tell me about, because a lot of this book are, it's all women who write in or people identify as women. And they talk about how, like,
I think men act like, like gays act on that. Like,
right. There's no barrier there.
And because I think it's a sexually liberated community.
100. But even like if you're having sex with someone or whatever, hooking up, have you ever had to like go somewhere in your head and you feel like you don't want to share that because you don't want the other person to feel like it's something about them that's not doing it for you? I feel like that was.
It was about them though. I was like in my head with somebody else.
Right. And so is that technically like a fantasy or is that just like a tool?
I think that's a tool.
Yeah.
It's in your
repertoire.
The fantasy about somebody else for sure. Yeah. That could happen at any time with that person. It was like a tool in that moment. I think,
right.
To like enjoy. Like,
and
that's
what,
crazy.
And no, it doesn't. That's okay. The point is like this book is making me realize how fucking normal I am for a thing that I thought I was fucking cuckoo for.
Mm-hmm.
And in that moment, when you're fantasizing about someone else, when you're sleeping with someone, what stops you from like looking at them and being like, I'm imagining this person and they're doing this to me? Like, is it the fear that you don't want to hurt someone's feelings?
It's the fear that they're going to go soft. And then it's like, oh, God.
And it's like, it's not.
It is feelings.
It's feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah. And So there's like,
this is great, but I'm imagining you're somebody else.
Like completely doing different.
In a mansion, not in your apartment.
In you're France. 6'4", not whatever is happening here.
That's so funny. Honestly, now I feel like my fantasies, I'm like.
You have good credit.
I'm like, I'm in a house that I own. I have a boyfriend that comes over and then leaves.
Loves me deeply.
We
that
just cuddle and watch movies and then that's it. And we have separate bedrooms if he lives here.
That like one of the people that wrote in is a very like goes to sex parties, very fulfilled sex life. But their fantasy is like monogamy missionary. And I was like, oh, I feel that so deeply sometimes.
Yeah, 100%.
Where like being the sexually slutty like, friend, sometimes you just.
Can I just have somebody laying next to me in bed reading a book?
Oh, I'm wet. Telling me that like I'm just a pretty, confident, sexy woman.
You know my ultimate fantasy?
Tell me.
Have you seen the movie Minority Report?
No.
Well. There's like it's literally the end of the movie, I can't.
Oh, I don't think anyone here is going to care if you spoil it.
If I spoil a movie from 1995,
go on.
At the end, there's these people that can see the future, whatever, and then at the end of the movie are like saved basically, and they're like in a fucking lighthouse. There's like waves and like the ocean outside, and they're just like have a fire and like lit in the fireplace, and they're just reading books with blankets on the couch and tea. And I'm like,
and you know what is funny about that, I'm not laughing at you, but I'm saying like what's unique about that is it at its core it's about comfort. And a lot of fantasies that people wrote in about was talking about something that just makes them inherently feel really cozy inside. Even if it's them being like fucked publicly in front of 100 people, which could be someone's fantasy, that makes them feel really like confident and comfortable being sexual.
Yeah, maybe I'm also, I think you need that place of comfort. Like you need to start here so that sexual is feels like you're going up here. Like if you're up here all the time, that's your new here.
Yeah. Oh, porn for people,
so
right?
You're just in that all the time. So it's like not.
Yeah.
Crazy. You're like, okay, sex is. Ugh.
Yeah. And also how fluid fantasy can be.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, even thinking back to like when I first started like watching porn or whatever, like boobs.com would be my biggest fantasy. I'd be like, oh my God, just a woman with boobs. Something I could never have.
I remember my first Playboy and I was like.
Ew. What am I supposed to do with this?
And I was looking at like, there was of course like a bunch of other teens, like it, they were like, oh my God. And I was like, yeah,
tits.
What are those?
What am I supposed to do with this?
They all have lips like that.
You didn't know what to make of it.
I didn't. I was like, what?
So did you fantasize about men like when you were presenting as straight?
I don't remember. I was talking about this with another gay guy the other day and we couldn't remember.
It's just trauma block.
I think there's a trauma block there, but I'm pretty sure it was like subtle. And then that's probably why I always felt so guilty afterwards. I always thought it was like the Catholicism, whatever. But
yeah.
I'm like, it must have been thoughts of men.
It must have been, because that's like whatever you have to do to get by, right?
Yeah. If it were thoughts of women, then I probably would have gone for women.
Yeah. A very accessible thing.
Yeah.
Societally accepted. And that's the other part about the fantasies that people have is that they are not typically society accepted, but under the context of consenting adults, who fucking cares? There's somebody for everybody.
There's a class at UC San Diego. Shout out UC
Pacific.
Well, that's the right one. So, but there was a class that everyone like tried to get into. It was sexuality and sexual identity.
Whoa.
Great fucking class. And it would count as an elective for like all the colleges. So like everyone tried to get in. Anyway.
You're just hard the whole time.
Yeah, I was in the closet still. So I took it because everyone was still like a bunch of the swimmers took the class. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to take it too. And it was because sexuality is one of like the least parts of like the human psyche that it's known.
Right.
Because it's kind of
taboo.
It is what it is. Like, we're all a lot more fluid than we think. Because everyone's trying to put it into. And there was a study done where they took like 100 women, 100 men, like straight men, straight women. And it was men were more likely, straight men, to fantasize and think about having sex with another man than women with women.
Whoa.
But women were like 10 times more likely to act on it.
Right.
Than
because
the men,
for the male gaze.
Yeah. Because of society. So it's like, that's a fantasy a lot of straight men have.
Mm-hmm.
I've hooked up with quite a few straight guys.
You are someone's fantasy.
Oh, thank God.
You are the thing they imagine.
Until they come. You see
and
it leave their eyes.
And then they push it way down.
Yeah. They come and you're like.
Save for a rainy day.
It just leaves. Your fantasy starts to leave the eyes. And then there's
you
just
see
cold.
The color drain.
Yeah, they're like, I gotta go.
Is like, that like the, I just thought of that being like the ultimate compliment. As like, if someone were to tell me like, I have to think about you when I'm with other people, I'd be like, I don't know what to do with that. I'm so grateful.
Yeah. I think that's why a lot of like, you'll hear gay guys go after like their straight guys are like their kink.
Mm-hmm.
And gays love attention from straight men because it's like, oh,
conquered.
You know. Yeah, but I don't feel, I had a straight guy say he never had wanted to make out with a guy until he met me.
Oh my God.
And then we started making out.
Oh my God.
And that was like it. And now when a straight guy like hits on me or whatever, I'm
you're
like, get a life.
Get away from me.
Yeah, actually, like,
you're the problem.
Yeah, literally. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be your experiment.
I do. Unless
there's a couple.
There's a couple that could.
But like, actually put them, I'm not here for the game.
I, as a bi woman that like often gets a lot of straight girls that feel very comfortable, like quote unquote, using me for their sexual exploration, I take that also as a compliment. Like I
want to date
it.
A bi man.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
And not like an objectifying bi man way, but like in a Leo kind of way.
Tell me
I'm
more.
Like, you like everybody.
Yeah.
And you want to be with me. I love that.
That's an ultimate compliment.
Yeah. Like gay guys, yeah. But you only like not that many people.
Yeah. Like you're kind of a slut.
Yeah. I'm like, you also like women and you like.
Wow. Right? That's something.
Because also choosing me over women would be crazy.
That would be the ultimate compliment as a man.
If I liked women, I would never choose a man.
No, you would never talk to them. That's why it's so complicated being a woman attracted to both.
Oh, yeah. So sorry.
It's really like we were driving back to my house and I saw like six men that I just said out loud, like I could never be a lesbian. I could never give up. But I also don't think of it. I really am drawn to
I could give up
aura.
You can't give up straight men.
Well, I'm attracted to aura. I think I don't care what you have between your legs or how you present. I just genuinely am attracted to like the person's vibes is what's hot to me.
A book title, Hora with Aura.
Hora, an aura with Hora the Aura. It's a Spanish podcast.
It's a horror. It's a horror. A movie. A horror with.
A horror.
Okay.
Okay. We've gone too far. What do. There it is.
Oh, that was. I just found the beginning. Bing bong.
Bing bong. So I guess, like, when we think about how do we break into the world of being more comfortable, I think with just having fantasies, because something I've noticed, even like people that I talk to, whenever we share it, we feel like we're revealing the deepest, most secretive parts of ourselves. And there's like an inherent shame. Yeah. That comes along with like admitting something. And then once we feel like comfortable talking about it, how do we actually like get the thing we want?
Okay. Because I was hooking up with a guy once and he was like, what kind of porn do you watch? He's like, let me see. And I was like, he's like, what's your favorite? And I said something and then he like, I'll tell you when there's no. And I was like, oh, I like it felt shame in that moment.
Yeah.
Because I was like, what? And he's like, oh, yeah, I would rather. I'm like, why do you ask if you're just going to like divert it to something else?
Mm.
So
he shamed you for having a fantasy that he asked for.
Yeah. And then it wasn't.
It didn't play out how you intended. It didn't play out.
We just like.
Oh, like what are the odds I'm going to say the one thing you're clearly thinking about?
Yeah, I'm like,
about?
Why don't you just tell me yours?
Yeah. And I think that's the hard part, right? Because I'm thinking about like I'm in.
He probably felt shame. So he wanted me to say it. And like, then I said it. And then he.
It was a. Yeah. And even me, someone who's like in love, comfortable, happy. And like I share pieces of my fantasies with my partner. I still don't say it with my whole chest because it's like for me. And so in my mind, and this is something I've been thinking a lot about lately, is like, what if I like hired a sex worker and like genuinely paid for the fantasy to like act it out with someone that like I never have to see again?
I have another idea.
Tell me.
Okay. This is for everyone. I just made this up. You and your partner.
Okay.
You have fantasies that you want mm-hmm. to. Whatever. Mm-hmm. They have fantasies they want to, I'm sure, mm-hmm. also.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can create some like document or whatever online of all these like random fantasies that are just out in the world.
Uh-huh.
And then you write them all down, both of you, and random ones from the internet. So you don't know which ones came from the internet. Maybe 5, 5, and then 10.
Uh-huh.
And then you mix them up and then you pull one and be like, should we do this?
Kink generator. Have you not heard of this?
No.
This is a business. This is a website.
I just made it up.
Okay. So there's a kink generator, which is something
you
that...
You can put your own in?
Yeah, you can throw your own in.
And they can throw theirs in? And
yeah.
And they have random ones?
Uh-huh.
I didn't just make this up, I guess.
No, but I love where your attention is.
Why don't you just use that?
I guess also because sometimes...
You already got the tools, Kel.
Yeah, like for me, weirdly, BDSM does not... It's not the highest on my
list. So once it comes out, you just say, nah, pass.
Yeah, okay. But I also feel like I should be open.
But then one shows up.
And you're like, you should do that one. Really? That would be interesting.
Oh, that one's interesting.
That one sounds like something I've never heard of before.
I guess you really need it. The kink is like, Kelsey gets her bills paid, her toes sucked, and a new Chanel.
This is crazy.
I like that.
We should be more open to exploring different things.
Yeah, that's great. That maybe is my new kink. Oh.
But genuinely, going back to like hiring a sex worker, I get why people do this. Like why?
This sounds stupid.
How?
How do you hire a sex worker if
it's illegal technically or whatever? Well, no, it's not illegal.
Is it? I don't know. Because, I don't know that gays need to hire sex workers.
No, you guys
I
have
could
Grindr.
Just go on Grindr, yeah. But I don't hook up with guys on Grindr. I always think I'm gonna get murdered or something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have, but like not in a long time. Anyway, guys used to just cruise. Guys still cruise and play, but like on.
Can you explain what cruising is for anyone who doesn't know?
Cruising is just like out and when you're out looking for to hook up, like guys just make eyes with each other.
That's a very specifically gay man thing.
Yeah, because there's even bars. If there's a mirror behind the bar, you would use it to like look. It started because
you couldn't
before phones, before the internet. Gays would just have to find each other out in the wild. So it's like eyes.
Who's looking
mirror,
in the mirror?
Eyes, all of these things. But that cruising still very much exists today. And especially in the older generation, I feel like they're really
good at it.
And they prefer it than this online crazy. But before Grindr, when I first moved to LA, there was a street in West Hollywood.
No.
Everyone knew for cruising. And me and one of my girlfriends, we used to just drive down the street and just like
see who's out.
We just like watch the cruising.
And it was keep going.
And we would like, if you slow down for too long, a guy would literally start walking into your car to like look at it. It was wild time.
I think that the way
straights
do it or like hetero presenting people can do it is a dungeon. So like there are dungeons all over major cities. Like I know people that are that are dominatrixes. You can like just Google like dominatrix in my area that are professional doms and you can hire by the hour and go to like their dungeons and it's like a professional. And I've been to dungeons a million times with like partners and stuff to have fun. And I've taken classes and I've done shibari workshops in dungeons and stuff like that. But I've never gone to use it.
Are there NDAs?
Like a John. I genuinely think yes.
Like they wouldn't. Oh my God, maybe I'll go to a dungeon, get
put
up.
I think I want to go to a dungeon.
Let's go to a dungeon.
Wait, deadass, I think we should.
At like end card.
Yeah. Like
us in a car.
2 minutes later.
Kelsey and Kev, go to a dungeon.
I would genuinely do
dungeons
that also
and
as a
dragon.
But no. Nope, you try.
Yeah.
You know what it is, Dungeons and
Dragons.
Bilbo Baggins. Anyway.
I like that. Dungeons and
Dragons. Someone should make that up. Kevin, is there any fantasies you want to get off your chest before we wrap up? Just in case there's someone out there listening that maybe isn't the same thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Right?
I've always kind of wanted to, like, hook up with a guy while he's playing video games.
Oh, okay. No, I feel like that's a very doable fantasy. Do you want them to be like, have the headphones on with the microphone where they're talking to their boys? And
yeah.
They're like, oh, fuck, hold on, guys, sorry.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. That's a good one.
Let me know.
Yeah, slide into DMs. I think what I will put out there is if you know someone that owns a dungeon or like is a professional dominatrix and you want to throw them my way, I'd be open to it. Male, female, whatever, I'm open.
Love that.
Kev, where can people find you? Where do you want to be found?
In a dungeon. My new job. V Kevin Sullivan on TikTok, Kevin Sullivan on Instagram, Two Broke Gays on both. And I have a YouTube, The Kev Sullivan Show.
Hey, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Love you.
Love it.
Confidants, we will see you next week. Don't forget why you're here. Rate this 5 stars on iTunes. It really does help us get seen. If you're not going to rate it 5 stars, please don't rate it at all because I'm sensitive. We'll see you next week. Bye.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.